Great to be joined by Wayne Wallingford now, and Wayne is the 27th District Senator from Cape Girardeau. And Wayne, you are on the Appropriations Committee, which really, when you boil it all down, is really the only job that the legislature is truly tasked with every year, is to find that balanced budget, right?
That is correct, Chad. According to the Constitution, our only assigned task is to present budgets, all we're required to do. Of course, as you know, we do a lot more than that, work on legislation, you know, a good business environment, and of course, good legislation to help our citizens. But you're totally correct. If we only did that one thing, we'd have fulfilled our job description.
Well, it's a hard task. I mean, the legislators have to figure it out. The governor presents his side, and then sometimes even later on in the year, it takes a little massaging after that.
So now the House is currently working on the numbers for theirs, and then they'll pass it over to the Senate, massage that, and usually none of the three agree. They're usually close in some areas and maybe some other areas not so close, but then we'll sit down and work through the details and finally come to a good resolution for a budget.
Do you anticipate any major changes this year?
Well, of course, with the governor putting some budget cuts in there, so the lack of growth in Missouri, the needy, if we can maybe get rid of the fraud, waste, and abuse that's in there, we'd be a lot better off, because we don't want to hurt the truly needy. But with the budget constraints we have, we're going to try real hard to try not to cut them. Anyone's going to get much of an increase at all. But I think, according to the people that have been testifying, if they can walk away with a budget that hasn't been cut, they would be pretty happy, because they understand the constraints that we're under as well.
Yeah, you're also on the Rules Committee. What's that all about?
Well, yes, I was the chairman of the Joint Committee on Legislative Rules. It's really a nonpartisan committee, Republicans, Democrats, and what we do is review all the rules that all the different departments promulgate. And we review those to make sure they're within the bounds of their authority. There are certain policies they can make on their own within their current authority, but sometimes they maybe get a little too close or over the line of the authority that they have. And our job is to make sure that they only make rules within their authority. So we just had our general counsel for that committee that reviews the rules and brings them to the committee take another position within the Capitol. So I'm currently interviewing people to replace the general counsel, because actually the general counsel has been gone maybe a couple weeks now. But it's a pretty big task with reviewing the rules. It's very important to us, because we want to make sure no departments overstep their bounds, try to start legislating from within their department. And a lot of that they're intentionally trying to do that. They, kind of believe that they have the authority to do what they're doing, but sometimes they really don't. And so we want to make sure that they don't promulgate rules that end up not within their authority to do, and certainly rules that maybe start hurting other businesses or individuals.
I was going to say, you mentioned there, that does sound like a big job. What do you have coming up for this week, Wayne, that you're looking forward to?
Well, actually, just this, we've been doing something a little bit different, Chad, and I think it's worked out really well. Before we'd have all these bills on the calendar, and we'd be going through several of them during the week, and then the next week we'd go through several, and maybe one would pop out and get voted upon. But we have a different focus this year. Of course, we're focusing on economic development because Missouri's economy is unsteady, because of labor, regulatory, and tort reforms are long overdue. So we're really working on those to help stabilize the Missouri economy, and hence maybe help satisfy our budget needs as the economy grows. So we have been working on 1 to 2 bills a week along those lines. And, someone might say, well, that's pretty slow, but the Senate's supposed to be slow. When I have fourth graders come to my office and they do a tour of the Capitol, of course, they see the House, see the Senate, and we're both really doing the same things. We have our own bills we're trying to get passed, and they get heard in committee and then heard on the floor, and then they get passed over to the other house. And they say, well, you know, what's the difference? It seems like you're all doing the same thing. And so I try to give them an example that they can understand. I say, well, I wonder if there's any House members listening. Hopefully they won't feel bad when I say this. But I say, well, the House is like your school cafeteria, and the Senate is like your school library. And they understand that perfectly well, because sometimes the school cafeteria gets into a free-for-all and noisy and anything goes, where the Senate, you know, we're more deliberative. And really that's why it was set up that way. So, you know, the House is kind of the locomotive, but we're the brakes on that locomotive. So doing one or two bills a week, I'm sure if we get some of these tougher issues that we're handling, you know, we'll probably speed up the process a little bit. You know, but this week we passed out a prescription drug monitoring program, and we reformed the Missouri workers' compensation system. So those bills will be going over to the House.
I never heard the House and Senate described that way. That was a vivid description, certainly.
They seem to understand it when I put it in those terms.
Yeah, very good. Well, Wayne, thanks for your time once again. We look forward to talking with you each and every week. We appreciate it.
Okay, looking forward to talking to you next Friday. Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too. It's Wayne Wallingford, 27th District Senator from Cape Girardeau, joining us on this legislative report right here on Regional Radio.